B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We're live right now in Haverhill. We just invaded somebody's house. Her name is Janet, and we're gonna surprise her with a bunch of stuff for Hot Helps for the holidays. But let me explain in case you're just listening and you're like, what's going on? So right now, we're not at the radio station. We're in Janet's kitchen.
Yes.
And the reason we're in Janet's kitchen with donuts and coffee and all that stuff and a bunch of other goodness is because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were looking for a family that needed help for the holidays. Mm-hmm. They didn't think their holidays were going to be that good. And we got a submission from Janet's friend, Shannon.
Shannon. Yes.
Everyone follow along. So, Shannon.
Hi.
Say hi, Shannon.
Hello.
I'm going to read your letter, and then I want you to expound on this. It says, my friend Janet is somebody who just deals with life as it throws rocks at her. Janet's a woman over 50 who still takes care of her adult disabled daughter, Bibi, who lives with her full time. Janet has a total of 3 daughters. One passed away unexpectedly from a heart condition, leaving behind 3 sons under the ages of 11. Janet has custody of the 8 and 10 year old, while Janet's other daughter took the oldest. The issue with Janet is she recently found out that the condition that killed her daughter unexpectedly is hereditary, and it came from Janet, as well as being diagnosed with an aneurysm. There's a lot to her illness. It's a lot to remember and type. Janet always smiles, which, by the way, she, like the second she opened the door, she was smiling.
She does. She really does.
She isn't married. She has a beat-up car, no job, because she can't get the help she needs to take herself to the doctor without somebody watching her grandchildren. This was an unexpected custody. She took them, or they would have gone to foster care. Janet could use all the help in the world. She struggled to get them basic supplies and clothes to attend school. Imagine how hard Christmas will be. Please consider Janet. She deserves a break if possible. And if not her, then at least the children. Thank you for reading, and I beg you to consider her. That's from Shannon.
You did an amazing job. You really did.
Thank you.
You told the story really well, and we can tell how much you really love Janet.
She deserves everything.
How do you guys know each other?
She dated my ex-husband.
Stop it!
And then they broke up. Uh-huh. We remained friends because she has a heart of gold. So I couldn't hate her as much as I hated my ex-husband. And we just became like best friends. So I want to help her. You know, I have 5 daughters, and I want to help her as much as I can. But I'm limited, you know. So
get rid of him, keep her.
I did.
Wait. I need to go back to how did you not open the letter with that? She dated your ex-husband?
Yeah.
And now she's a good friend that you want to help?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I told her. I said, let's go get rid of him and keep each other, but thank him for
bringing you together. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Everything happens for a reason. So now, tell the story of what you told Janet to keep her at the house today. For us to surprise her.
I lied and lied and lied. I said that I'm coming. I have an appointment in Lawrence. I live in Lowell. I said that I have an appointment. I'm going to stop by and have coffee. I'm always working at this time, so she must have known I was lying. Then I said I have a rich white friend who's going to give me some stuff for her children.
Wait, would I be the white friend?
Yeah, it's you, Melissa. Yeah.
So did you get big at the casino? We don't know.
Yeah. And I said, if you're not home with the children, she's not going to hold on to the stuff. So you have to be there with the kids. Don't bring them to school. I'll bring them to school for you after. And she believed me.
Yeah.
So I showed up, you know, no coffee. I'm like, I forgot my debit card. It's just been an ongoing fib. Sorry about that. It was all
I think she'll forgive you. So, okay.
Yeah.
So thank you, Shannon. Thank you for nominating Janet. Hopefully you'll enjoy what we have for Janet, which we're going to reveal next. And we're also going to talk to Janet, too. So hang on. We are live in Haverhill right now for Hot Helps for the Holidays. It's Hot 96.9.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.